afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. It is Friday, April 5th, 2019. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Even better, it's Friday. It's been a hectic week here at Discount Gold and Silver Trading, so I'm ready. I'm ready for, even though I'm still going to work on Saturday and probably Sunday, it's a different type of a work, though.
Okay, different type. Well, that can be relaxing, too. Just doing something different can be relaxing. Really,
well,
it's
the paperwork. It's the paperwork here at Discount Gold and Silver. I won't be taking calls or writing orders. It's the internal processing that has to be done on Friday and on Saturday.
I hate
and
paperwork.
Sunday.
I hate paperwork.
I do, too.
You know, I have the ideas, and then Marcia and Crystal and Judy, all of them take care of the details. I just have the ideas.
Oh, is that it?
That's
how
it works.
It's funny. You know, I could remember working in the insurance business probably back in the early 80s, maybe even late 70s. And I was told all about computers and all these programs that were all going to become paperless. You talk about a big fat lie.
You know, if anything, it's multiplied.
It's multiplied. I know. It seems that way, but so. Mm-hmm.
Well, everything's complicated. I mean, no matter what you do, you have to go through 50 forms to get done. Marsh had to have surgery this past Tuesday on her shoulder, had to have a shoulder replacement. We answered the same questions to four different people, the same ones over and over four times, took over an hour and a half. The same questions, I promise, the same ones. Like every fall in the last 3 months, whatever. It's the same questions over and over. I thought, why can't they pass this on to the next person? They got a computer in front of them, type it in and pass it on. But they don't do that.
They don't do that. And it just goes to show you there's no confidence in, you know, keeping the paper, you know, the computers. You know, we put invoices. You can put an invoice on a computer, but what if the computer crashes? That means you have to keep a paper
file. That's right. That's exactly right.
You know, anyway, I remember it was exciting to think about paperless society. And
it just doesn't work that way. I know
we
can move on, but do you remember back in the old days when you used to go into a general store and they had like a folder made out of metal, and they put bills inside it. You know, they stuck them back that order and little clips on the big plates. They turn up and down, and they put the names on it, you know, different people and what they owe. Do you remember those? You want
no,
to talk about
that? It looked, that was like, before my
looked
time.
Looked like an accordion, you know, kind of way it unfolded.
That was before my time.
But, you know, that was, I mean, that they just took a little pad of paper and wrote down you owed and what you paid. It flipped up, looked like a big, some kind of plywood sheet of plywood with a metal around it, about 2 or 3 foot. Flipped it up, and they put it out back order just line by line by line. But that's how they kept records back in the old days, and they had hard copies all the time. They couldn't lose them unless the place burnt down.
Right, right.
You know?
Well,
and
nothing
more frustrating than do a lot of work on a computer, type it all up, and then lose it. I've done that more than once.
Anyway, absolutely, we all
you
have.
You move on. I'm sorry. I'll shut up now.
That's okay. Let's get to the gold prices today. A little pressure on gold today, of course, after the jobs report came out, but it's still holding at $1,292. Silver was down a couple pennies. That's $15.17. Platinum was up a buck at $902. And palladium has recovered a little bit, up by $5 at $1,377. The USDX today was up 0.10 at 97.38. Crude oil took another big jump today, 1.19 at 63.29. Hello?
Yeah, I said, oh, that hurts. Gas price went up 18 cents a gallon here overnight.
Yeah. So, wow. And I don't think it's going to go. I saw there's an exclusive out by Reuters, and it's where the Saudis have threatened to ditch the dollar oil trades. Ooh. And yeah, so I don't know. It's kind of interesting. I mean, is it a chance that this is going to get done? Probably not. But what I find fascinating about this is the fact that they even said it or thought it or shared this information with somebody, that it is a possibility and that they will use it to get their own way. So I'm going to touch on that briefly right after the paper markets today. Dow was up 40 points today at 26,424. The NASDAQ was up 46 points at 79.38. The S&P was up 13, 28.92. 10-year yield, 2.50%. And that's really about all that was interesting. And I'm going to go back to, well, we'll talk about the jobs report here in a little bit, but the Saudi Arabia's threatening to sell its oil and currencies other than the dollar if Washington passes a bill exposing OPEC members to U.S. antitrust lawsuits. Now, this was from three sources from the Saudi energy policy that are familiar with that. They said the option had been discussed internally by senior Saudi energy officials in recent months. Two had said that the plan had been discussed with OPEC. The chances of the U.S. bill known as NOPEC coming into force are slim. And that's what I said in the beginning. And Saudi Arabia might be unlikely to follow through. But the fact that Riyadh is considering such a drastic step,
yes,
is a sign to the kingdom's annoyance about the potential U.S. legal challenges to OPEC. So the Saudis know that they have the dollar as the nuclear option. And the Saudis say, let the Americans pass NOPEC, and it would be the U.S. economy that would fall apart. So, wow. You know, this isn't, everybody's always looked at China. China was going to use the nuclear option, the U.S. dollar, the amount of debt that they held and so forth and whatnot. And nobody ever considers anybody else.
Well, you know, the U.S. allowed itself to get pushed into a corner when it quit, and on purpose, I'm sure, quit manufacturing our own product, quit producing our own oil just for our consumption, more or less become dependent on other nations. When you do that, whoever you depend on kind of becomes your boss, don't they?
Absolutely. So. And to think that these countries wouldn't do it in order to, keep from something. And what they're doing is they're flexing their muscles.
Oh, yes.
They're flexing their muscles and showing the United States just who is in power and who has control over who. Now, I think luckily we have a president who has a son-in-law that has very close ties to the Saudis. So, that might be beneficial, while Trump's in office. But no, it's really interesting. And let me just finish up a little bit on this. Saudi Arabia controls about a tenth of the global oil production, roughly on par with its main rivals, which is the U.S. and Russia. Well, Russia would probably like that deal if they did that. So they probably got a little bit of edging, come on. Coercing, come on, do it. Stop selling it and something else. So, these are some serious implications, Butch.
And the fear of America, or even respect, we lost almost all respect, but the fear of America is almost gone in the world. I don't like to say this. I'm an American. I live here. I'm born and reared here. America has lost a lot of clout in the world, and we're kind of a laughingstock anymore. America is no longer the one, the bull in the block, and that's a fact. And that's why we're being laughed at and mocked. Even we'll talk a little bit about Venezuela bringing in more Russian troops. Melody, we kind of, through bad leadership on purpose or not on purpose, makes no difference. We have sold our country down the tubes. We're disrespected. We're not liked. And that's a fact. And even our allies now are usually ticked off about something. We have become a nation that has just lost everything it once had as far as the ability to move things in the world. We've lost that, haven't we?
We have. And I know some people think that this might be a good thing. Some people might think that, we're, focusing on America first.
We should be.
We should and, be.
But when
you
we did
still
that,
have
Melody,
to keep those relationships.
Yeah, you do. But when America was America first, producing everything for itself, producing its own food, its own clothing, its own housing, we were independent from the world economies. We were a powerhouse, and we, of course, wanted to maintain relationships with other countries if at all possible. But you can't, once you give away all your ability to take care of yourself, feed yourself, clothe yourself, and house yourself, you have nothing left to bargain with, do you?
No.
I mean, look what Trump did on the border. I want to shut the border down next week. Bull. That man's got more trouble with his mouth than anybody I know. But then he found out it's going to cost stuff $1.5 a day in trade, and he backed off on that. You can say whatever you want to about the guy, and maybe he has done some things I like, but he opens his mouth up all the time, makes threats, and never follows through. You know, you remember the old story about the little boy cried wolf? Remember that story?
I do.
Okay, well, Trump keeps crying wolf. I'm going to kick your tail if you don't quit that, and never does it. So what's that do to his word when it comes to doing what he says he's going to do? I mean, he's made a fool of himself more than once doing that and backing off. And now he's going to give him another year to stop it, troubles and people coming across the border illegally. Then he said he might go and put a more of a tariff on the automobiles they have bring in here. Oh, come on. Man, if you're not going to do what you're going to say you're going to do, just shut up and let it happen. You know, don't get me started. I didn't mean to get on that right away, but it makes me angry. If you're going to do something, do it. If you're not, just shut up.
Well, there's reasonings behind that, because it's noise and it keeps everybody off balance. And
I guess.
And it keeps him in the news. If he didn't say anything and he wouldn't be in the news. And that's what it's all about.
Isn't that destroying credibility of this nation? And, of course, whether he cares or not, I don't know. But it's not destroying credibility for the Republican Party and the one he's supposed to be representing. And, I mean, what's the purpose of doing this? I know I'm going to keep you in the news.
Those that support him don't care.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
You know, I'm not a fan of the Republican Party. I'm not a fan of any of the parties. You know, I mean, they're all the same. They're all corrupt.
They are all the same.
You know, so I mean, you know, it's you know, but that's what it's not to keep everything else. It's to keep people off balance. It's to keep him in the news. It's to keep everything where nothing makes sense. I mean, you can look at numbers. You can look at numbers, and I agree with you. I think he's done some good. I mean, there was a Carlson Tucker. I didn't see it. I just saw the part of the report where he said last night he doesn't really believe President Trump wants the second term, and a lot of things that's being done and said is, you know, ways to keep him from being, you know, reelected. Now, I don't know about that, because when you look at the Democrats and you look at what they're...
Oh, my.
When you look at what they have, you know, I could probably get my dog Ruby elected against them, you know, because I
well,
mean...
I wish you would.
No,
I
don't,
vote,
no.
I vote
would
Ruby
you vote
first,
for Ruby? Would
yes,
you?
I would.
Okay. But that's also dangerous when we think that way, because that can make them, you know, we think that they're not electable, and the next thing you know... You know, they are.
Yeah.
And if Democrats run everything, we're in big trouble this time around.
We really are.
Yeah.
But I don't know the reasons behind why he does this. I mean, he gets up and says, I'm serious about this. I'm going to shut her down. And then he backs off and says, we'll give him another year. In the meantime, while he's doing that, the DHS releases 17,000 more illegals into the country in the last 12 days. They released since December 125,565 illegals into the country since December. Now, Melanie, that's a lot of people who come in here that's going to be absorbed into the community on welfare basis, and I don't get it. I mean, I hear this guy running for a party on the Libertarian Party said we have to have open borders. It will make the nation prosper. Open borders, perhaps, when it comes to doing it legally. Let's have laws and do it legally, then open the borders, of course. That's fine. But to bring them in illegally, and they come across with their families and expect to live off of you and I. Now, I'm not saying all of them do, but a bunch of them do. And we can't do that. We're barely making ourselves financially. And the nation is crumbling. On the infrastructure is crumbling. They're talking about cutting, of course, benefits like Social Security and different things in the near future, Medicaid, Medicare. I mean, all these things are coming about simply because we're feeding how many millions of illegals who are not even citizens of this country, who never put a dime in Social Security or anything else, but we're feeding them. Now, what kind of sense is that?
Well, you know, there was a report that was issued. The U.S.-based immigrants sent a record, $148 billion back to their home countries in 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the World Bank, immigrants, both legal and illegal, sent a record $148 billion back to their home countries. And that's up $10 billion from the $138 billion sent the year before, which would be 2016. And that's just an estimate. And it's probably low. A Pew Research analysis of the data found that Mexico is the top receiver of money earned in the United States at slightly more than $300 billion in 2017. By comparison, money earned in Mexico and sent to the United States totaled less than $1.8 billion. China came in second, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, the top three sending countries for the U.S. bound illegal aliens behind Mexico, received about $16 billion combined. So it's hard to know exactly how much cash is being earned in the U.S. and sent to the immigrants' home countries. Experts have pointed out that the money earned illegally under the table, on top of going untaxed, that's the part that's kind of hard to keep track of. And according to Jessica Vaughn at the Center of Immigration Studies, this cash flow is also a big part of why illegal alien sending nations like Honduras and El Salvador do little to curb the steady stream of these migrants to the United States. So the sums of this money involved are huge. And, you know, you particularly as a share of GDP and personal income in these Central American countries. So, you know, until that stops.
Yeah. Well, you know, I can
stop
tell
the
you,
money.
I can tell you, Melanie, where you messed up in your life. I can tell you right now where you done it. You didn't marry Jeff Bezos.
Thank God, even if it was worth $35 billion.
Oh my! I mean, I believe you. I believe that you could squeeze by on that.
Perhaps. Perhaps. So, but in case the listeners don't understand, why don't you tell the listeners what she got?
$167 billion, wasn't it? It was, I think.
I thought she got $35 billion.
Well, $35 billion, but she had some of the business too, which totaled up to
that's
that
fair.
Much money.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Anyway, yeah, they got divorced, and I guess she's a happy lady. I mean, she won't worry about starving the rest of her life anyway. But that, I mean, if he earned it all and done it honestly, more power to him. I have no problem with that. I don't care if they're millionaires, billionaires, if they earn it and do it honestly, that's more power to them. The ones that get me are the politicians who haven't worked a day in life, just like Bernie Sanders hasn't worked a day in his life. And he's living off you and I wanting more.
And we're heading into a break right now. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Financial Survival.
We will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Make sure you visit our website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com, and make sure you sign up for the weekly newsletter and listen to these programs, the archives, right from the website, dgscoins.com.
I still haven't got your weekly newsletter. I don't know why you don't want to give me a newsletter.
Well, because I probably just forget to sign you up because you tell me to do it. Then I get sidetracked. You ought to go there.
I always send you my magazine every month.
What's your email?
CTDM. That stands for Call to Decision Ministries. CTDM at hotmail.com.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You got it this time?
Yeah. I got it.
All right, it's about time, I tell you what.
And I got some, there's a lot of news out today. Let's get started. Let's just make these articles short, brief, because there's so much out there to talk about. But again, you know, U.S. companies' tax windfall fuels record share buybacks. You know, this continues. Corporations spent a record amount buying back their own shares, using the tax cut windfall to reward shareholders rather than to invest or expand their businesses. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. There's the trickle down. The only reason our economy is good is the stimulus coming from Washington, D.C. And this is why the pressure is on the Federal Reserve to cut those rates. Why would you want to cut? First of all, why do you have tax reform when the economy is strong? Why would you do tax cuts rate cuts when the economy is strong? These are all tools to be used when things are not so good. This is the, you know, this is, these are the things that you save in your back pocket until you need them. So if everything was so good, why all this pressure? Why all these, the Federal Reserve chairmen's, you know, bringing in low rate guys and so forth? It, you know, it's, again, there's two stories to everything. So it's like, which side do you want to believe? The make-believe side, which is all roses and unicorns and fairy dust and stuff? or the reality, because the reality isn't nice. And so it's your choice, ladies and gentlemen. Which do you want to believe? You know, what road do you want to take? And it is really like the Matrix. Which pill are you going to swallow?
That's very true. Very true. And how long are we going to believe, like you said, in fairy tales? I mean, I don't mean to sound always negative about anything, but I've lived long enough to know that things aren't what they, especially politicians, are not what they tell you that it is. And when the news media tells you something, you just about believe the opposite anymore. We've been fed a bill of goods for a long time, LD, and when we fell right into the rut of believing it, that's how we got where we are.
I don't want to be bad, and you know, I mean, but gold looks at reality. That's what
right.
Gold does. Gold is true. Gold is truth. It's real. This is your reality. So yeah, I do look for reality. I do have to view both sides, and then I come up, you know, using a little bit of common sense. And it's just, yeah, but I would love to talk about all day long about football, baseball, and, you know, everything else. But the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, we're in for some tough times. And everybody says, well, I've been hearing that for years and years and years. Well, you know what? There's been a lot of people that have had tough times for years and years and years because inflation keeps eating away at their income. Their standard of living is falling.
Yes.
Wages are, I saw a report today, wages in this new employment report, wages are falling. Median homes, $300,000. Yeah, that's for the average guy. So, I mean, come on. It's, you know, you take away the stimulus. Even President Trump today says, we need some quantitative measures. We don't need easy, we need more quantitative measures. You don't want to restrict the... So he's looking for more quantitative easing, which is free money. It helps big business, helps real estate. So somebody's getting wealthy off of this stuff.
Well, you just mentioned about a $300,000 median price for a home. Now, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's in places, Virginia Beach or Los Angeles or something like that, around here. That just isn't true, and I don't. But that means prices in houses have got to be well over $1 million to make a medium amount. Now, that's ridiculous, and maybe that's why, you know, it said Manhattan home sales drop to decade low for the first quarter. I mean, they can't sell the house in Manhattan if they're cost that kind of money. If that's what it costs to live in a town like that, I could not afford a home $300,000. I really couldn't. Would you believe I paid? Now, I'm gonna tell you that with paid up front, I bought off my father-in-law. I bought the house for $28,000. It's not a mansion by any means, but I put probably another $15,000 toward it and upkeep, you know, update a little bit, and probably another $20,000 over the years. So altogether, mine was $60,000, probably $65,000 invested in this house, in this home. No way could I afford $300,000. It struggled me to make a house payment on $37,000. How do people do this? How did they do it?
On credit card debt. On debt.
Well, that's going to eat them alive.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do it forever. You know, credit cards, you take credit card, pay another credit card, eventually you're going to run out of credit cards. You're not the United States government. You can't print it at the Fed. You got to actually pay it somewhere. It's going to catch up to you. And every time I turn around, I'm seeing the medium house prices go up, and the house sales are actually dropping in places. They can't sell them. They can't sell the expensive houses. They're lowering prices, but the people don't want to come up to the price they're even lowering to. So that's going to kill eventually the real estate business. It's going to hurt big time like it did back in 2008, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's because nothing was ever improved after 2008. And I did hear someone say, we talk about a 10-year recovery. Ladies and gentlemen, we're really not in a 10-year recovery.
No. No, we're not.
You know, this recovery only really started in, what, 2014? You know, so can it go another year or two when you put it in those terms? Maybe. Because they say the actual cycle of a term is 8 years. So, you know, if you do it 8 years, you know, we still got a few more years.
But what are they calling a recovery?
Been in this position. Pardon?
What are they calling a recovery? What do you mean
that's
a recovery?
It. This hasn't been a recovery. Sure,
you know, I mean,
jobs came back.
But what jobs? I just read the job. You know, the jobs are up. Actually, they said, I'm trying to find it real quick. Jobs are actually up. And I know this from people I know personally. Said jobless claims dropped the lowest since 1969. But I know this personally, that people, me and here worked in this area, worked in coal mines making $25-$30 an hour, are now working in the woods making $10 an hour. Okay, they're working. That's wonderful. But that's kind of a drop in living standard, is it not? It'd be cut in maybe a third of what you used to make.
Sure, it's the underemployed. They're not making what they used to make. And the report that came out today where wage gains fell off the recent strong pace, increasing just 0.14% for the month and 3.2% year over year, and that was below the expectations of 3.4% pace from last month. So wages already are beginning to drop off. Non-payroll farms expanded by 196,000. They did revise February's up a little bit, 20,000 up to 33,000, but that's you know, it was a little bit better than what the, you know, the ADP released on Wednesday. They came in, I think, around 170-something. So these are not gangbuster numbers.
No, they're not. And I was reading the other day, the backbone of this country is food supply. Of course, our local farmers are actually really hurting. They're losing it about every day.
I don't mean to interrupt.
That's all right. Go ahead.
I was watching the Weather Channel this morning.
Really?
And a commercial came on. And it was about the farmers. The suicide rate for farmers are rising significantly. Everybody just talks about the veterans' suicide rates are rising. But farmers, and they gave these stats on how how farmers are just giving up, have given up.
Wow.
And the suicide rate is rising amongst farmers at an incredible pace.
And that used to be what we thought was one of the healthiest, most enjoyable life there was.
I haven't heard anyone talk about farmers and suicide.
Wow. That's sad to hear.
And the commercial was about a suicide prevention, to ask for help. You know, nothing isn't so bad that you can't, you know, get beyond it. And that was, you know, so it wasn't, you know, an advertisement for anything else, but to help. And farmers, shocking.
How do they expect us to help them? It's maybe a stupid question, but how do they expect us to help them? What did they give any solutions?
Well, to seek out information, you know, I mean, if you're to the point, not for the farmer, you know, how to fix this problem in the farms, but if you're at the point where you have given up and you feel that you have no more recourses to contact, you know, the suicide prevention, you know, and let them help you through this, you know, whatever you're going through. So,
that is so sad.
Farmers.
It is so sad. My goodness. You know, and it's talking about the economy, of course, you probably already saw this, but JCPenney, Payless, and Lifeway are closing 3,000 stores between them. Over 41,000 jobs going to be gone. 41,000 jobs. That's bigger than one of our biggest cities here in the state. And Lifeway Christian Bookstores are going to close 170 brick-and-mortar stores. They're going to go to e-commerce. But let's just say 41,000 jobs. As you say, how does that all apply out for the whole community? You know, times three. So imagine that, but 3,000 stores, Millie. That's a lot of stores being closed. I mean, that's 60 per state, we'll say. That's all the work is out of work, isn't it?
Well, Kay and Jared's parent company, they're going to close 150 stores. Signet Jewelers, they're going to do the 150 stores as part of its turnaround plan. They announced it earlier in this week. The parent company of Kay's, Zales, and Jared Jewelers, they're recovering from a weak holiday season. So people weren't out there buying jewelry for their loved ones. They're closing it down. But again, you know, there's a lot of pressure as foot traffic in malls have fallen.
I'm going to bring that up. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there are actually malls shutting down.
Yeah.
Do you remember when they first came out? I mean, everybody thought that was so good, man. We can go into one building and shop all we want. They didn't think about the little stores downtown that maintain the commerce in the city.
Put them out of business.
They did. You know, I mean, Walmart came in Somersville, West Virginia, with a big superstore, whatever. A lot of little businesses in town, like Cook's Department Store and other places, where everybody used to shop to buy a pair of shoes or a suit. A lot of stores went out of business. They have been there for decades. And now the malls are going out, because the stores are closing down. I don't know where the business is going. Maybe it's going online. I really don't know, but I personally don't like to buy anything online or through a catalog. It has to do with clothing. It's so hard to find anything that fits you, shoes or anything else. So, anyway,
It's going into Mrs. Bezos' divorce.
Aha, there you go. But when you think about it, though, seriously, maybe in some branches things are looking up. But for the general public, I don't see it happening. I don't.
No, I mean, it's... I don't know. It's these reports you continue to hear about the layoffs surging to 35%, its highest level to start a year in a decade. And we've talked about these numbers earlier this week. I mean, these are real numbers.
Yep, they are. They are. Well, and one of the signs, too, I think, of a nation that's no longer moving goods and producing like they were, Class 8 heavy truck orders crashed 66% in March. Now, think about that. In March, they had net orders of 15,700 units for the Class 8 trucks, or like 18-wheelers. But a year ago, it's 49,600 for the month of March. That is a big fall, Melody.
It is.
So does that mean that they're no longer shipping goods like they were? I mean, are the trucks out of demand? That's a question I don't know. I think we may have answered that. I mean,
the answer is things are not as good as what we're told that they are. And this is why, you know, that's why we're giving Mexico a year. That's why, you know, you didn't hear much about you know the final details on anything. You know, and I'm going to come back, and yes, I'm going to harp about NAFTA. That's not ratified. Now they're giving Mexico another year. And I said yesterday on the program, you know, we're telling Mexico that they have, you know, this time frame where they have to keep these people from... What gives us the right to tell Mexico that they have to keep the people from trying to get to the United States?
I thought that was awesome, sir.
I'll tell you what. I mean, everybody wants Mexico to keep the people from coming to our border. Do you know what Mexico's going to do to those people that they keep from coming to our border?
What are they going to do?
Well, I can't imagine that Mexico is a really humanitarian type country. And I have lots of people who move down there, but we know, and I have lots of, you know, listeners down there, so it's not... Mexico is a beautiful country in some areas and so forth, but we know it's corrupt.
It truly is.
Their jails are not, you know, I think United States have some pretty nice jails compared to the rest of the world.
So are you telling me that we can't cross the border and just swim across the river and get to Mexico and be fed and housed and clothed?
I guess I could
be in a jail somewhere, I reckon.
And I wouldn't want to be in one of those jails.
No, I wouldn't either.
Do we have the right to tell Mexico, stop them? When do we employ Mexico? What do we give up to tell them to help us? When all we have to do is fix our immigration laws.
That's right. And enforce them. That's been kind of forgotten
about. Instead of releasing them here in the States, I'll release them back in their home countries. Anyway.
We'll get this after the break, but I wanted to cover very quick about the Venezuela again and what been said by Mike Pompeo and everything concerning Venezuela. Things are heating up down there pretty quickly. They really are. I mean, the deputy minister from Venezuela said that the Russians are contemplating putting more troops in Venezuela. That could be serious, because Trump's saying don't get them out.
We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We'll continue with Venezuela.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We were talking about Venezuela and the problems in Russia, looking to put more troops in there. And, you know, that is not a very good sign.
No, it's not. But, you know, this comes from out of Moscow on Reuters. Venezuela's Deputy Foreign Minister, Ivan Gil, said on Thursday he does not rule out that more Russian military personnel may arrive in Venezuela under agreements already concluded with Russia, Interfax News Agency reported. The Deputy Minister also said Russian forces will stay in Venezuela as long as needed. Does that sound familiar, like us staying somewhere like Syria as long as needed, and that there is no set period for their stay? The group of military specialists is in Venezuela in the context of agreements and contracts for military technical cooperation. Earlier, the Kremlin Russian military specialists are in Venezuela to service pre-existing contracts for the supply of Russian arms. Did you hear that? Russian arms. The U.S. Special Representative for Venezuela said that last week U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had a list of options, including sanctions, that Washington would see, could use to spot response to the presence of Russian troops in Venezuela. Now, have we not been sanctioned Venezuela already for a long time?
We have.
What are we going to cut off now? Their air?
Perhaps.
I mean, that is so, that's so absurd. We've been sanctioned for years.
Yep.
Do you think the Russians give a hoot what we say we're going to do to Venezuela? And they're making, you know, said they're for the pre-existing contracts for supply of Russian arms. Apparently, they're pretty good pals. So, that to me is kind of frustrating and amusing at the same time, that Pompeo said we'll just do some more sanctions. So they haven't worked yet. Nothing going on except maybe some chaos inside the country. But the Russians are there, and they're going to stay there until it's hard to stay in there. And no amount of bluster from the United States is going to get them out of there either. I do not believe that.
What's next?
You still with me?
I am. I'm just waiting
okay.
for you to keep.
But that bothered me a lot in the fact that, you know, we're not talking about a nation 3,000 miles away. We're talking about a country just south of us. And a foothold that, you know, the Russians are going to have in that nation for whatever reason. Whether we're good or bad makes no difference. They're going to be there. And that's, you know, just like in Cuba, 9 miles off our coast, Cuba's there, and they now have missiles there. Kennedy backed them up in 1963, I believe it was, and now they're there, and they're going to stay there. America has lost ground when it comes to even using fear as a way to sway people in the right direction. And that's a fact. Of course, Trump, again, shot himself in the foot when he said, I'm going to close the border, and didn't. Why should you fear a man that all he does is talk? Okay, it's your turn.
I'm listening to you. I missed you.
Well,
and
I'm
so
glad
have
to
the
hear
listeners,
that.
And so have the listeners. So.
Oh, well, I appreciate it very much. I don't want to listen to me for. I'm just an old hillbilly. But you know, these are things I've studied long enough, Melody, and been around long enough to know the scripture a little bit, history and current events, points a lot of things that's happened in the past. And a nation as America has become, not as she began, but as she's become, is ripe for a hard takedown, because we try to be an empire. Empires, including Rome and all the rest of them, rotted from the inside out, did they not?
Yes.
And what happened to them? They did. They did not collapse, and a hard fall it was. Well, why do we think we're better than them? We're rotting from the inside out. I mean, look at what we have now running for office in this country. Think about this for a minute. Every, now Republicans too, but every Democrat running is a socialist or a communist. And I mean, she's not running for office, but Cortez and what she says. You know, she more or less said that day I heard her speech. She more or less said, if you don't agree with me, sit down and shut up. I'm the boss. She said, I'm the boss, literally. She said, I'm the boss. She said that. Can you believe the gall of this individual? Now, that's what we have in the nation that's leading this nation to where? To destruction, to damnation. Economically, it's going to collapse like crazy, and it's going to hurt really bad when it does. And if we think other nations have had hard times, wait till Americans no longer can have the electricity on so they can't watch a ball game, or they can't go out and buy a hamburger or a pizza. Do you think it's nasty in the country? America is the most spoiled nation in the world. And probably one of the most softest, one of the most soft nations, mentally and physically and definitely spiritually in the world. So if you don't think it's going to hurt, you better think again. Go ahead, Melody.
No, I agree with you. It's going to hurt. We've been very blessed. But I agree with you. When you look and see what's running, it just baffles me. And the selections that we have. Are you telling me that this is the best that this country has? And you know what? What's most frightening about these people that are running, if you listen to them, in long interviews, just not little, you know, cuts here and there for, you know, if you're watching Fox News, you're going to get the worst cuts from them and so forth and whatnot. But if you listen to their complete interviews, they're smooth.
Oh, yes, they are.
They're smooth. And it's like if you don't know any better, they actually sound pretty good. It's those that when you know better, and you know where they're going, and you know what they're going to do, they are so dangerous. And, you know, is it going to be the one who has, the Democrats, the one who has the most money? They're looking at Sanders as having the most money. He can't beat Trump this time. I don't think he could. Because I think the reason he was so good the last time he could have, yes. I think he would have beaten Trump the last time. But I think that was because Hillary was there. She's no longer there. So is Sanders going to be able to, you know, do what he did before? But it's true. He is the only one that has a strong base already.
Well, you remember that movie years ago called They Live? You remember that movie?
I don't think so.
Where the guy put on a pair of glasses, he could see the aliens around him without the glasses. You couldn't tell. They looked like regular people. You didn't see that?
Vaguely. I'm vaguely familiar with that. But
well, anyway,
I don't recall it
also. We need some glasses in America.
To see all the aliens.
Exactly right. We truly do. You know, America, you got in a fight with one big black guy because he wouldn't put the glasses on. Finally, beat him up long enough to put the glasses on so he could see. But that's what you have to do in America. I mean, you almost have to beat him to a pulp. Just take a look. They don't want to believe it. This, you know, the black guy didn't want to believe it. He just couldn't believe it. Well, you and I are here trying to tell them, you better believe it. It's real. But, you know, all we can do is tell them. That's all we can do. We can't do go beyond that.
And, you know, it's almost like some of these Democrats, so they'll take a couple of ideas that really don't sound all that bad. But the other side, they're so destructive, and so they are truly communists. And it's,
which one's the most aggressive, really and truly? The most aggressive, I mean, physical aggression even. You know, threatening people, beating people, killing people. You remember the guy shot the Republicans? Where was that? We're playing ball somewhere? Couple mm-hmm. years ago. I mean, yeah.
Scalise, yeah.
Yes, yes. The left side is much more violent, we'll say, than the conservative side. And I'm not left nor right. I am Christian, right down the line. But I'm saying that they're getting much more violent.
They are.
And so we'll see what happens. But back to Trump again, too. I guess you know they're trying to get his money documents out so they can. I don't know what's looking for. I don't know what's in the report from Mueller. In my mind, he was right about that. It was a witch hunt. It was a waste of 2 years of wasted money and time. I don't know what's in it. the Democrats had still stuff in it that's really important, although Barr says there's not. Now, the Democrats want the reports of Trump's finances, and I think it's kind of late to know that. After they're elected in office, there's not much to do about it anyway, is there? So, why let it bother you?
The only thing that bothers me is I think Barr should be giving these the Mueller's investigation to Congress. If Congress requests it, they should give it to them. I don't think there isn't any reason Congress shouldn't have it if they want it. And you know, there's no reason they can't see it. There's no reason anything should be, you know,
no,
kept
secret.
From them.
No.
Nothing should be secret.
Not from anybody.
Not
from anybody. Not just Congress, but anybody.
Not from anybody. But if they wanted to, you know, keep, you know, something that was of, you know, security issues and so forth, I could see that not coming to us and so forth. But there's absolutely no reason whatsoever it shouldn't get to Congress. Period.
I totally agree. Totally agree. And this will come out then.
And Barr is wrong, and it does kind of show you, you know, someone was in there that, you know, is standing by his man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And another different topic, but I think it's interesting. Well, Wells Fargo had been a lot of trouble lately, Mel. Do you know that? Back when they were writing up false loans and different things and got caught. And but right now, they paid out $1.2 billion in penalties. And this recently paid out $575 million more to settle state investigations. Wells Fargo was once, at least one time, a pretty substantial banking industry. But apparently, they're getting hammered a little bit now. I don't know whether it's going to make them unsteady or not, but they certainly have had to pay a lot of money. And I don't know if $1.2 billion is a lot of money or not. To me, it's a little bit. So, but I just kind of curious how Wells Fargo, why would they go to the trouble of making fake loans? I don't get it. Bank accounts being opened. Why would they do that? What was the point? Bonuses for the workers?
Pretty much. I mean, you know, it goes a lot deeper than just loans and so forth. Credit cards were opened and everything else, and
yes.
You know, just and various other, you know, criminal. But they're not going to let a bank fail. They probably go to the head of the guy and say, "Well, what can you afford to pay us?" Well, you know what? I got $1 billion sitting here. How about that? Are you happy with that? Yeah, okay. Why don't you pay us $1 billion and no one will go to jail? Okay,
that is amazing.
They're not going to let a bank to fail.
That is amazing. Well, we bailed them out the last time. If it can, when it happens again, who's going to do it the next time? I don't know if we can or not, literally, as a taxpayers and everything. I don't know if we can do that or not. I don't know.
There's no money.
Where's the money coming from? There's no money. So, like you said before, they'll be dipping into retirement accounts and everything else, trying to cover their tails. And that's going to change my life and your life too, Melody. You know that. It truly is.
I do know that.
And move on a different topic because I think it's interesting. You know, they're supposed to, China and U.S. supposed to meet, I think, meeting in, was it next Monday? Talk about some trade talks, I believe, coming in. We'll meet Beijing to discuss some trade negotiations. And said China's kind of ticked off because U.S. has warships in Chinese waters. It makes you wonder what's going on there. I mean, I can understand why they'd be upset. If we're invading their territory, I can understand that. But what would be the point of putting ships there, invading their waters, get ready to go talk about trade and you know, economy? What would be the point of putting ships in there? What's the point of that?
I don't know. It's just, you know, the world is a stage, and who knows why they do what they do and what points they're trying to make. And, you know, is it just a little bit of positioning, you know, themselves to put pressure on China that, you know, maybe it would somehow, some way, make them go along with the trade agreements and everything. But, you know, if this trade agreement with China is anything like NAFTA, like, what's the point?
That's true. I know that Trump got elected and then talked a lot about doing a lot of big things to change trade in the country and make things different and better for U.S. Maybe he has, but I haven't noticed where.
Not when our farmer suicide rate is increasing.
And that was a direct hit from the agreement with China in the first place.
You know, when you have to pay billions of dollars to the farmers just so you could slap, you know, tariffs on China and let our farmers, you know, go belly up. The conglomerates, they're not, you know, the Archer Daniels, and they're not getting hurt. You know?
No, they're not.
It's just disgusting.
And along the same lines, this is, you just mentioned conglomerates. An investigation by USA Today, the Arizona Republic, and the Center for Public Integrity said this. Each year, state lawmakers across the U.S. introduce thousands of bills dreamed up and written by corporations, industrial groups, and think tanks. What did you say about conglomerates making laws? The USA Today and the Republic found at least 10,000 bills almost entirely copied from model legislation were introduced in the past 8 years, and 2,100 of those bills were signed into law. Again, corporations, industrial groups, and think tanks are ones, not always, but 10,000 bills are sponsored by them, so to speak, written by them. And if they pass the laws, do they control us that they haven't passed?
Well, of course. I mean, what do you think all of these CEOs and all these meetings and so forth with bankers and everything are going into D.C. for? I mean, it's disgusting. And we never hear about those bills. We never hear about the ones that they create and so forth. They just get pushed in there, you know, in the dark of night and everything else, but yet they can't even read the, you know, affordable health care before they pass it. They can't read the spending bill before they pass it. They can't read this. They can't read that, but yet they pass all these, you know, bills for these multinational corporations.
Yep, totally agree. We're out of time. My goodness.
There's our great economy, ladies and gentlemen. Enjoy. 1-800-375-4188. Get prepared. And at least you can control your finances, and you can take control by giving us a call at 1-800-375-4188. Thank you, Butch.
You're welcome.
And I will see you Tuesday. We'll be back Monday. I'll be here with Dave Allen. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man.